Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Old School, 402-464-5685. Sartor Hammond text line, Honda Lincoln hotline. Get at us. Sartor Hammond video stream live, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter live. Twitter live. You can see what's going on. Jay Foreman, who sponsors this hour?
Sandhills. Sandhills Global, located here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Internships, career opportunities. Find whatever you need or whatever, or however you want to start at sandhills.jobs.
It is a big one in that there's some breaking news and big stories. Of course, Gary Pepin from Nebraska track retires after 42 seasons and 73 titles and every accolade that you can possibly imagine for a legendary coach. That story. Then there's also that there's football today. There's football tonight. The Raiders and Jaguars will take the field, and I don't care who plays. I'm just excited that football, this is the tipping point. This is the salute. This is the, you know.
This is the kickoff, the start. And
you know, twist top the top of your beer off and or get you a nice ale. And
well, it starts to move a lot faster now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
As a player, once you know, the first preseason game goes, you know it's warp speed to the season. Preseason is a lot different now than when I was there or when I was playing. It's definitely not as intense or as physical, but you know, the ultimately what you have prepared for hopefully and preparing for is a successful season. So you know, this is about the time when you're in training camp that you know, you want to see other people, you want to hit other people. I know they do inter-squad practicing now because the preseason games are no longer – I think there's one less preseason game, but it's not necessarily – they don't play the starters as much. So, you know, it's just something to, you know, look forward to. Now there isn't any more weekends moving forward or any more weeks without football on TV, and then you get college football. So it's for the guys – you know, everybody – you know, majority of America that loves watching football, this is it. I'm going to watch tonight just for the simple fact to watch and see if there's some young players that, you know, that I've maybe seen, you know, last year or two in college, see how well they do. And then obviously just, you know, enjoy the, you know, Hall of Fame weekend.
Text line listeners, et cetera. There have been folks who said there was extra static this morning. As a part of what we do, we've given several different ways for you to listen, watch, engage. There are parts of the city on certain days based on the sun, based on things that we do not control.
Right.
Humidity, none of it we control.
Atmospheric pressure.
Yeah, we don't control.
Ionic interference.
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't control it. But what we've done for listeners and fans is giving you 9 different ways for you to listen. On your phone, it's simple. On your laptop, if you, in your car. The app travels everywhere. We've asked, we've begged for you to download the app and put it on your phone so you have it, so that you can just simply, when you go out of reach or there is interference, you can just simply hit the app and it plays clear anywhere in the country at any time. At any time.
DP, what is the name of the app?
The app is 937 Ticket app. It's right there. It's beautiful. It's spectacular. Also, like on your phone, wherever you are, even in your car, you can. Most cars are that kind of friendly, where you could go to YouTube. Go to YouTube. Streams perfectly. Twitter Live. Streams perfectly. No interference. No bother.
Apple CarPlay.
Just say, Alexa, play me 93.7 The Ticket.
I hope we just turned on someone's Alexa.
Yeah, right. Alexa, Siri, you know, put me on The Ticket. 93.7 The Ticket. So we've done that. That was part of the movement forward, is that we've given enough ways for you to engage and enjoy wherever you are, whenever you want. There's that. So
there it is.
So if you haven't downloaded the app, if you haven't subscribed to the feeds and the streams, do so, so that you have access and it doesn't take you anything more than the click of a button. Pretty simple stuff. Jay Foreman, ESPN did its NFL GOAT at every position.
Right.
So they started with defense, and we'll start with defense and just go up and down this thing. And the tough – I mean, there's no easy way to put it. And it's just your opinion, and you feel the way you feel. But let's go to it. They put edge rushers as the thing. I think putting it at just going defensive ends, right?
Right.
Gives you a little bit more leeway. Because then, because if you just go edge rusher, everybody falls behind Lawrence Taylor, and then there's no conversation.
Right.
So let's say defensive ends. Who's the prototype, the one that – if you could only choose one, that you would choose?
That's hard, man.
I didn't think that was going to be hard for you. I thought you would immediately go to your guy.
Bruce?
Yeah, I thought you would go to, or would you put Bruce inside?
No, Bruce would be on the edge.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say Bruce or maybe Deacon Jones, but I'll just say Bruce.
Okay. He had to pretend like it was hard.
Well, yeah.
Well, then I had a about face who's going to be my three technique.
Reggie White.
There you go.
Right.
There you go, Reggie.
Then they went defensive tackle.
Well, Reggie, that is defensive tackle.
Right? I leaned. Is it Reggie or Aaron Donald or Deacon, who could also play inside because he liked playing it, or Joe Green, who played inside?
I was going to say me and Joe Green, so that would be my two defensive tackles. I would play him in 2-eye or 3 techniques, and I know that it –
Text line, we are accepting your opinion.
The other outside guy, I would go do with Deacon Jones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because Deacon beat up offensive line.
But Deacon – Bruce wouldn't be the sack – record holder if they kept sacks when Deacon played.
What about the two guys that played with your dad?
Jim Marshall?
Yeah.
He didn't get a lot. His stats weren't very good.
Page, Eller?
I was going to say both of those two. That's who would be my – Alan Page is probably the best interior pass rusher. But, you know, when you're – I mean, that's – Mean Joe Green is just bigger. I'm thinking like playing, you know. But, yeah, those
well,
two
you
guys.
Could take the steel curtain and nobody would care.
Right.
Like nobody would complain. Right. You could take anybody from Doomsday.
Right.
And put them in play. You could take guys from the Overhill Gang. Matter of fact, you could take guys from – I mean, look, not for nothing, but I don't know anybody who got downhill better than Dexter Manley.
No, and then, I mean, you're talking about an interior, a guy that just made the Hall of Fame is Richard Seymour, who was on tape. When you watch him, is right along Mean Joe Green.
He's unfair.
But he was the modern-day Mean Joe Green, literally. Big guy, super athletic. Can destroy a double team, phenomenal technique, and was just a tempo setter. Like, if you made him mad, he's gonna kick everybody's butt. I mean, then, of course, like an Aaron Donald is in there. Warren Sapp.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many to say.
Howie Long isn't talked about it.
No, I was just about to say Howie Long. John Randall, who has never been blocked one-on-one, that is truth. A guy that got hurt, that was on his way to being like that, is Keith Millard, that I was a ball boy. Chris Dolman, who's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Bryant Young, obviously, just was obviously a really, you know, great player. There's tons of them. So, you know, it's all a matter of opinion. There's only I truly believe there's four or five guys that I would pound the table for that is not even close of the greatest of all time at their said position.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's Tom Brady, Lawrence Taylor, Deion Sanders, Jerry Rice.
Jim Brown.
And well, yeah, but Jim Brown, you could argue he didn't finish. You could argue Barry Sanders. You could argue Emmett.
I think meaningful games. Jim Brown carried the lead.
Yeah,
Emmett never had to carry the lead.
True.
Barry Sanders never had to carry the lead.
Right. Yeah. I mean, in that case, yeah. But
and what Richard Pryor said, Jim Brown did it when he had no brothers blocking for him. But like,
there's some dudes. I mean, you could like Eric Dickerson, who was pretty much Eric Dickerson and nobody else back then in rushing for it. So I mean, there's guys. It just depends on what your what your flavor is, and but I just think those four are unquestionable.
And this is where most people had real difficulty was at the safety position.
It just kind of depends,
right? Because you got different types. You got right. The Polamalu's,
right? You got Ronnie Lott. You got
Lott.
Ed Reed.
You got Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor.
Go back to Kenny Houston.
Kenny Easley. Sean Taylor, not so much because his career was cut short. But
you're just gonna be mean. You're just being mean.
No, I'm not, because Sean Taylor was on his way. But I'm talking about Polamalu, Ed Reed, and all those. I mean, they played twice, almost three times as long. Paul Krause is still an interception leader,
right? Right.
But even
Kenny Houston, like for me, I wasn't afraid of anybody crossing a route unless I could envision them doing what Kenny Houston did to people catching passes. On
right. You're thinking Tatum, if you want, just to kind of depends on what kind of defense you want. Kenny Easley, who just made it, who was a guy that was the first big safety that could go from middle of the field to the sidelines, numbers and number. I mean,
is Mel Blount a corner or a safety?
Whatever he wants to be.
Yo, that is
whatever,
so good.
Whatever he wants
that
to be.
That is so good.
Mel Blount, what do you want to do, dude? What do you want? I mean, a guy that nobody ever talks about is like Joey Browner.
Yeah, Joey held it down in the black and blue division.
Look at his stats, though.
They put Brian Dawkins ahead of him, though.
Right, but that's because he's modern day. But if you go back and look at the stats, I mean, there's guys that have played, and depends on when the media kind of blew up versus when guys were just really great players and didn't get the kudos. Joey Browner's one of them. There's tons of
great call. This is a great poll by Corey and Lincoln. He says the two guys that he once talked about are Steve Atwater and Bob Sanders.
I was about to say Steve Atwater. Yeah. Bob Sanders, again, cut short by injury. But for his two-year run, Bob Sanders was a human eraser. Yeah. He's essentially the main reason why the Colts won that Super Bowl. They went from the worst defense in the league. Bob Sanders got healthy. They figured, we're going to funnel everything in the short passing game and the run game to Bob Sanders. And he cleaned up everything.
Everything.
And when you think about pass rushers, you got to think of guys that Simeon Rice, that was just a pass rusher extraordinaire, just looked like a Prey Manis out there. Dwight Freeney, stupid. John Abraham, who was unstoppable. Julius Peppers. I mean, there's guys out there, but when you talk about Lawrence Taylor, it's a whole different ball. Like where he greatest of all, like he changed the game. Like, they couldn't – he was unstoppable.
I mean, he took the geniuses of pro football to the woodshed.
Right. Like, just physically.
Literally, I mean, for him to take it – he told the story. It's so funny because he's now doing the media's tour, and it's good to hear. And he says that first day of camp, Parcells is just yelling at him about everything.
Right.
Yeah, Taylor, you're terrible. You're not doing this right.
You're out of shape. Right. I remember.
Yeah, all that stuff. And he says, listen. Let me do it my way, and if I'm wrong, then you bust my chops.
Right.
And then he goes, I didn't talk to Bill Parcells for 10 years, right?
Right. Well, here's there's even a funnier story where they were playing at the St. Louis Cardinals back when the Cardinals were in St. Louis. And I think this is when they had Roy Green,
Metcalf
maybe Lomax was the quarterback.
Neil Lomax was the quarterback. Before Jim Hart and then Neil Lomax.
And then they had a good offense. So it was the Giants, and it was a big game. And so Bill Belichick was the D coordinator. Parcells was obviously the head coach, but they'd obviously worked, you know, hand in hand and putting in, you know, whatever defensive scheme. So I guess they had went over this defense where Lawrence was supposed to drop all week. And then obviously probably in practice he dropped. Well, they called the defense, perfect coverage for whatever. Lawrence runs in there, gets a sack, comes over to the sideline. Lawrence, you're supposed to drop, right? Goes in, calls it again later in the game. Sack, force, fumble, win the game. Well, I guess the two coaches, which is obviously at that time, there was the Bill and Bill thing, the two best coaches of all time. Oh, well, that's, I guess we got a new defense.
Yeah.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but then he recognized quickly that, well, we can't call this with everybody because there's only one Lawrence Taylor. John Lynch is a Hall of Famer, but John Lynch, when it comes to pairing him against the elites space. There are a ton of guys. I mean, look, we haven't even mentioned Charles Woodson.
But is he a safety or corner? Right? Charles Woodson, I think, would be my – just imagine me having
– He would be he'd be my nickel guy.
I would have Dion. I would have Lester Hayes and Woodson.
See, but if I'm going to take a Raider, I take Michael Haynes.
I was about to say
Michael Haynes was
But I already got the kind of smooth operator in Dion. Lester Hayes is just going to beat you up.
In today's game, Dion and Darryl, because Darryl's just out there
being
in space, clean up, and then having Woodson as your cleanup nickel. The safeties. If I've got Lott and Polamalu or Reed and Polamalu, any combination of Polamalu, Lott, Reed.
Yeah, and then but you know who my third and fourth corner is going to be? Dick Knight, Train Lane. Because if you try to run those you try to run those little jailbreak screens or something, you're going to be put
stiff.
Hey, do you remember when he was there when they interviewed him? He had his Jerry Curl was so wet. He must have been a businessman, and he was like, he's like, you got to hit him right here, and you could barely understand what he was saying. He's like, you know, I tape it up, and he's like, you got to get underneath your chin, and I knock him out. So, yeah.
Mark, he talked like every movie pimp from the 70s. Yeah. Like, no, brother. Let me tell you. Yeah. If I want to put him to sleep, it's right here in the V.
Yeah.
You know where the skin meet? Yeah, right there. Yeah. I'm going to get him right.
Yeah.
And hey, don't get him under the chin. Get him right on the face mask so the helmet knocks him out.
They were serious about it, man. I mean, hey, D tackles. You got to think like Merlin Olsen was an unstoppable force. Bob Lilly,
Rosie Greer,
Ed Too Tall Jones, Rosie Greer. I mean, there's tons. I mean, Jerome Brown.
Here's two that in the era in that day, these dudes were a problem, but they don't get the long talk about. Joe Klecko and Mark Gastineau with the Jets.
Tore
the league. Like, Gastineau, what did he do where we disrespect him so much? Because he was the sack guy. He was the sack guy.
And the thing they were saying that he would dance, and he wouldn't dance. He just looked crazy.
He would just do the whirly wind. Spin him around.
Joe Klecko as a nose guard had like 18 sacks or something?
Klecko was 5'11", 290 pounds.
Remember when Joe Klecko was in Cannonball Run?
Wearing
the overalls?
Yeah, he comes out, him and Joe Theismann are truck drivers, and they come out. Like, that's how good a defensive tackle became a movie dude.
Yeah.
Because he was that good, and we don't talk about him as a player. So we'll throw it to break. When we come back, we'll get into the offensive side. We also will start with Jay's position. Who are the goats at linebacker beyond LT, in the middle, guys inside the traffic cops of football? We'll get that when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.